Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to another edition of Spits and Suds, a victory playoff edition of Spits and Suds, your number one Dallas Stars podcast. I'm Gavin Spittle of 105.3 The Fan. You guys are so awesome. Oh, what a beauty that is. Stars winning overtime. Man, not good for the heart, but so great for the soul. Thank you so much for joining us. We have a lot of Spits and Suds programming the next few days to bring to you, to talk about this victory, to talk about the upcoming game number 4. As this is a series for the ages, back and forth, both teams evenly matched. We knew that going in, and they certainly, are two teams that, you know, one bounce of the puck can go either way. And then all of a sudden, I mean, look at game one. The final score was 5-1. Essentially, it was 3-1. Two of those goals were, you know, weird puck bounces and a Pele kick by Lekkonen. And then we go to game two, overtime, Blackwell scores, but it could have went either way in overtime. And then tonight, same. So let's talk about this game. Let's start at the very beginning. So when you go into a building, whether it's game one or game three, when you go to an opposing barn in the NHL playoffs, coaches, players, they will make the following statement: just withstand the first 10 minutes of the game. That is a widespread thought in this league. Basically, the other team is coming out with all the momentum. Now, let's on top of that bring not just another player, but your beloved captain who hoisted the Stanley Cup for you. Let's bring him back for this game. Folks, listen, I love me some AAC and I love Stars fans, but don't you have to admit that was a rocking barn before the game even started? Just Landeskog coming up for opening warm-ups was loud. And when they announced him as far as the starting lineups, that was deafening. And Tyler Seguin said this after the game, and I think as fans, we need to step back. He said Landeskog returning was greater than the game of hockey. More than just hockey. And I agree. Amazing to come back. I mean, if Gabriel Landeskog retired after that injury, no one would blame him and everyone would talk about how great of a career it was for the captain. But to fight back for 3 years of fighting to come back and play, just absolutely amazing to never give up. Beloved by his teammates, beloved by players in the league. So just wanted to get that in. It is a terrific story. I hate that it happened against the Stars, just like a few years back in the bubble. I hate that Steven Stamkos came back for that one game against the Stars. Things like that. They are just momentum lifters. But it was actually the Stars that I thought that controlled the first, let's say 5-7 minutes of the game. I thought they played really well, and kudos to the Stars. They came out, got some quality shots on the net, limited the amount that Colorado had as far as opportunities. And then we had the penalty. And I'm not going to knock referees too much because, you know, they don't have instant replay. Coaches can't throw a challenge flag in the NHL based on penalties. Sometimes I wish they would be able to, because the game is so fast and it's all about angles. So Valeri Nichushkin is clearly going down. And if you look at an angle, it does appear as though Mikko Rantanen at first tripped up Nichushkin. Upon further review, which the referees do not have the ability to have, that was an absolutely brutal call. Brutal. Just a missed call. Stick didn't even touch the legs. Bad call. Momentum killer. Thought the Stars were controlling the game at that point. Thought actually the Stars played a great first period, despite being down 1-0 at the end of one. I thought they were the better team. And then you go 4-on-4 because of that penalty. Because Lindgren had cross-checked Wyatt Johnston. So the Stars were on the power play. Then the Rantanen penalty. So you go 4-on-4. And when you go 4-on-4 against Colorado, that is a lot of open ice to deal with. And then you're playing man on man. And on that Nichushkin goal, Matt Duchene and Thomas Harley got crossed up. Many of you criticized me for saying that Brock Nelson did not interfere on that play. No, picks are not legal, but just like in the NFL, they're done at times. And if you go back and watch that, Brock Nelson had eliminated his stride. And I think that's big, because I think if he's still skating and running, the physicality as far as the player's touching was so limited. I don't see how you can call that interference. It was a pick. And it was a well-designed play. And you, if you tell me the pick is an interference, then I will go back to the Stars. I will go back to Granlund setting picks. I mean, so it happens. It's hockey. Let's complain about the Rantanen. But we can't say the refs are out screwing us, because I got to tell you, there were some calls in this game against Colorado that were, you know, sure, they can be called penalties, but they could have been left alone as well. So Nichushkin makes it 1-0. And then we have to go all the way to the third period. And let's give credit where credit's due, the captain. Breaking the snide as far as goals on the power play. Let's start with Pete DeBoer and the coaching staff. Just coming off a power play and then starting this next power play with PP2, meaning the players that come out for power play 2. I thought it was really smart. And just a terrific play by both Thomas Harley and Jamie Benn. Harley just laying the shot slash pass right on the stick of Ben in the bumper position. Terrific angle by Ben. That comes down to practicing. That is practice and just teaching your body how to maneuver the stick just perfect and taking 70 pucks in practice so you have that muscle memory to tip that stick perfect past Blackwood. Big goal by the Stars. Captain has played terrific in the last two games. So then it's 1-1. Late in the game, Mason Marchment. Oh boy. Mason Marchment is a roller coaster. Mason Marchment is Six Flags in Arlington, Texas. Mason Marchment can be a part of the game-winning overtime goal and could have cost you the game. That is Mason Marchment in a nutshell. So it's a double minor, high stick on Nelson. I understand Nelson was pointing down, but the rule is you have to be in control of your stick at all times. Marchment clearly clipped him, drew blood. It's the right call, double minor, 4 minutes. So the Stars have to fight off a little bit over 30. Let's see. It was 40 seconds of power play time initially, and boy, did they fight it off. Jake Ottinger, brilliant. Esa Lindell, brilliant. We'll get into them in just a moment. But the Stars end up killing that four-minute double minor at the end of regulation. And let's point this out. Players will tell you that clean sheet of ice, when it's nice and slick, that's when they want to be on the power play. So, Avs with some chances prior to overtime, but I thought the Stars did a terrific job in overtime as far as really not allowing Colorado too much zone time until about 30 seconds left on that double minor. They were absolutely terrific killing penalties. Avalanche, 0-6. That's a top 10 power play in the league that went 0-6. Now, the flip side is you can't allow any team, let alone the Colorado Avalanche, with Makar, with McKinnon, with Nichushkin, with Landeskog, with other players, with Lehkonen. You cannot allow them six opportunities with a man down. So that needs to be corrected next game. However, we're celebrating tonight. Final score, 2-1. Let's talk about that last goal, because many people have been on Mikko Rantanen, and I get it. That was his first point of the series. You're right. Elite players have to step up. But let me counter with this. Don't we all agree that Cale Makar is a generational defenseman? Don't we all agree that Cale Makar, since he's in the Norris race every single year, is clearly top three defenseman in this league? But what has he done this series? So you can be a great player and still be shut down, and you can clearly see that Jared Bednar and his staff are making sure that Mikko Rantanen is limited in his chances, okay? Just like the Stars are shutting down various aspects of Nathan McKinnon and Cale Makar. Now, they're going to get their looks and they're going to get their opportunities because they're great players. But let's give credit to the Colorado Avalanche. But what Mikko Rantanen did to start that final play, to start that rush, to fight off Avs players, to break free and to get that pass to Mason Marchment, impressive. And a great job by Mason Marchment, putting in front of a net. And Tyler Seguin, last two games, he's finished. Absolutely beautiful. And I mean, what a story for Tyler Seguin. So this is Tyler Seguin's fourth game back on the ice. Had hip surgery on December 5th. He missed 58 games, comes back against Nashville, gets an assist against Nashville in the regular season finale. And then Tyler Seguin doing what he does and two straight games with a goal. Big goals, too. That's absolutely awesome. So we mentioned Jamie Benn. We mentioned Tyler Seguin. So cool that these guys are playing like they are in this series. Jake Ottinger. We talk about Jake Autscher taking it to that elite level. Tonight he did. One goal allowed, 964 save percentage. Spectacular. High pressure save opportunities throughout the night, and he came through. As I mentioned, 12 minutes, six power play opportunities for the Avs. Stars penalty kill unit, amazing all night. Beck, Blackwell, CeCe, Lyubushkin, Wyatt Johnston. Mentioned, what a night for Esa Lindell. What a contract Jim Nill signed with Esa Lindell. Esa Lindell, I think, to me, is having the best year he's had as a Dallas Star. I had him preventing two goals tonight. You know, we can't guarantee they were goals, but they certainly looked like they would had a chance to go in. So just an absolute stellar effort. And, you know, mistakes happen when you're on the road, like getting sent to the box. But overall, when you take a step back and you're missing Miro Heiskanen, who took power play minutes in morning skate, we could see Miro Heiskanen on Saturday. Or the Stars might slow play this and we might see him back in Dallas. Either way, I think with the amount he's practicing right now, the likelihood of Miro Heiskanen playing is really good. Jason Robertson didn't make this trip. So I keep wanting to remind everyone about that. No Heiskanen, no Robertson. 62 seconds of a lead in this series. Three games, 62 seconds. And they're up 2-1. That is hockey at its finest.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
All right, let's get to your tweets. You guys sent so many, and it's so awesome. You sent me so many pictures of your various Frosties. Oh, I did want to point out, because someone asked me, they said, you know, what defines a Frosty? So I just wanted to point out during this playoff run, a Frosty can be a sparkling water. A Frosty can be a water. A Frosty can be a soda. A Frosty can be an iced tea. A Frosty can be a Frosty, meaning a beer. It can be liquor. It can be whatever you want it to be. I want you to celebrate, but I want you to celebrate the way you want to celebrate. So don't feel as though it has to be alcohol related. It's a Frosty. It's something you can toast with, and we all do it together. All right. Carrie Eddy says, did you see Otter smiling after the third? I did. I knew when I saw that, there was no reason to worry if he wasn't worried. Yeah, he looked really confident tonight. It looked like he was having a lot of fun. All right, Trevor Harris, what were your thoughts on the broadcast when the TV went to the drone camera on the Ben goal? Felt very widely Coyote camera at times during the national broadcast feed. Yeah, it did. I did watch the national feed tonight. Yeah, I mean, it was kind of Wile E. Coyote. Yeah. I will say this, it took a power play, but I felt as though the Stars were kind of playing from the outside all night. Thought the Avalanche did a good job pushing them out of the middle, which the Stars did a good job in game two, getting into that dirty area. But with a man down and the ability for Jamie Benn to use his size to find positioning, what's so cool about that goal as well is that Jamie Benn had the puck and then put it back to the point. As soon as he did that, you notice he moved about 3 to 4 feet and he opened up just enough space where Harley could find him. That's a pro's pro move. When you watch Joe Pavelski and why he was so effective in that bumper position for all those tips, you look like isolate yourself on Joe Pavelski highlights and you'll find himself movement ever so slightly. Wyatt Johnston does the same thing. You can't just sit there in the middle. You got to move 3 to 4 feet one side, 3 to 4 feet the other side, because if you stay stagnant, you're going to be covered. Clint Dickinson, Frosty's up. Cheers, Gavin. Hey, man. Cheers up. Let me take a nice little sippity sip for you, my man. Josh Hayes, I know everyone is talking about Sagan's OT winner, as they should, but the play of the game was the bare hand deflection by Lindell when Ottinger was to the side of the net. If Lindell doesn't make that save, Avs win. There's a good chance that certainly does happen. I had Lindell saving two goals. He has been absolutely terrific. Evan White, let's go Stars. Woohoo! Yeah, I hear you, Evan. Absolutely. Reed Copeland, exhale. Thank goodness we get 2 days off before game four. Credit to Marchment redeeming himself and Sagan making a world-class shot. But none of that happens without Mikko muscling and winning the puck out and up. If it was late in his shift too. Also, Essa with PK God. Hashtag stick tap. Yeah, stick tap to you, my man. All great points. Yeah, Stars get 2 days off before game four. That's awesome. It was at the end of Miko's shift. I think the thing to remember is Rantanen is used to playing a lot of minutes. So therefore, in these overtime scenarios, Mikko Rantanen might be a little bit more fresh than other players. So in Colorado, in fact, he was averaging 21 to 22 minutes a game. The Stars actually haven't played him as much as other teams. So yes, Essa was absolutely terrific. I guess, wouldn't it be funny if it wouldn't be funny if Ottinger and DeSmith went down, but like all of a sudden the emergency goalie's in the crowd, but instead of using the E-Bug, which is the nickname for emergency goalie, Essa Lindell throws on the pads. I mean, certainly, like, you notice on that one where he did make that glove and it deflected off his glove. Like, go back and watch that, and his legs are just so tight together. Like, that thing was not getting through the legs. There was no five hole with Essa Lindell. Absolutely love it. Daniel Griffith, I feel like I've heard before that special teams and goaltending are important for hockey. Heck yeah, they are. Everything at times. All right. Eden Shallow once again says, not a great look to be drinking at school pickup. Yeah, I would say so, Eden. But at the same time, you know what? Frosties can be anything. A nice little chug of water doesn't do you harm. And I believe Eden is out of town. A lot of people are, I know, let's see. Yeah, Eden is from Australia right now. So it's probably about 4 or 5 p.m. in Australia. And we have people listening in Europe right now. We have our friends in England listening right now. So I can understand if you're in Britain right now and it's 7:30 a.m., it's okay. You know, you don't need a nice warm cup of tea. Will do it. That's what my mom always had growing up. For those of you that don't know, I'm English. My mom is from Bolton, Lancashire, England. So I am English. So yeah, grew up in a tea household. Josh Gorrell says, OMG. Yeah, absolutely. Let's see. Jeremy J took a picture of the crowd and says, shout out to the Verbeek jersey in enemy territory. Yeah. And he shows a picture of a Pat Verbeek Stars jersey. Absolutely. Reppin Beaker. Absolutely love that. That is really cool. All right. I asked people, let me see those Frosties. And Tim shows me a nice Samuel Adams. Delicious right there. Leighton Wallace, Petrovic making sure Dumba gets no ice time anytime soon. Doesn't make big mistakes. Third D line working well. I think this is like a Sean Shapiro, Gavin Spittle, like May, June conversation. But I do find it fascinating that Petrovic does not play for the Stars during the year, but plays almost every playoff game for the Stars. It's fascinating. Like, he played for Lundqvist last year and he played for Dumba. So that's pretty interesting. Yeah, I thought Petrovic actually had a good game tonight. I do worry when that Bischel and Petrovic defensive pairing is up against the MacKinnon line. So that's a tough matchup. And I think it's a matchup that Jared Bednar wants. So I think when they have that opportunity, I think they're trying to do a quick line change. So it is interesting, kind of like a game of checkers or chess as far as line changes against the Stars and Avs D. Long and Larry says somewhere Lindy Ruff is smiling, and he posted the scoring sheet, which showed Nichushkin, Jamie Benn, and Tyler Seguin scoring. Yeah, that was the line. You're absolutely right. It was Seguin, Benn, and Nichushkin. And he posts a picture of all three of them sharing a good laugh in the Stars locker room. What the Blickens, Frosty Pop, Benn, and Seguin. What a classic combo. Stars amazing penalty kill. Essa in particular saved this game. Speaking of saves, how about that Jake Ottinger? He looked like he had that killer instinct all night. Yeah, Jake Ottinger was absolutely terrific. So was Essa. That's a beautiful Frosty. And you have a coaster. So you have a coaster of you and your lady wearing Stars jerseys at the game. That's so cool, man. Leighton Wallace, Essa and Otter have been phenomenal through two games. Wyatt has been great all series. That goal is coming soon. I can feel it. Now, Wyatt definitely deserves to be on the score sheet. Played a lot of minutes tonight. He actually was the top forward as far as time on ice. That's primarily because of all the penalty kill situations he was in, but still, Wyatt Johnston does more than just put points on the board. He's a real good two-way forward. Dylan Moreland, let's see. I think I said, this is a reply. I was talking about Mikko Rantanen and the play he made to end the game. And he said, agreed, he made it happen. We haven't seen it in this series until then. He's been falling and flubbing the puck a lot. Proof positive he can do it. I'm just hoping it gives him the confidence to grip the stick a little lighter and go full beast mode. Man, I certainly don't think, Dylan, it's for lack of effort. I think Rantanen's done a lot of things on the ice. I think he's broken up some plays. I think he's hustling back on defense. I know when you have a player of this magnitude, you want to see point production. I get it. But Mikko Rantanen, to me, proved his worth tonight on that final shift of the game. Robbie G, yeah, I'm a vocal Cody Ceci hater. Even I had to eat crow these last two games. Dude has played well, hoping he keeps it up. Yeah, Cody Ceci kills penalties. Yeah, he was good tonight. Absolutely. The whole Stars decor was good. I mean, think about it. Let me pull this up really quick as I tab this thing and see for you, because how good was the Stars decor tonight? All right. Jonathan Drouin, no points, -1. Nathan MacKinnon, no points, -1. Martin Natchez, no points, -1. Gabriel Landeskog, no points. So, I mean, terrific job. Absolutely terrific job by the Stars defense. Limiting, I mean, think about that. And that's special teams as well. But 6 power play opportunities for a top 10 power play team in the NHL in this calendar year. And you held them to just a goal. That is absolutely awesome. We've been hard on the defense. I've been really hard on the defense. So we have to give them their cheers and Frosties when they deserve it. Stick tap boys, you guys are amazing tonight. Justin says, vintage Benn and Seguin. Also credit to CeCe. And let's see. And Bush with 24 minutes of ice time each. Yeah, Labushkin had a nice game as well. James D says, cheers, man. Here's your Frosties. Steven says Mason Marchment takes, Mason Marchment gives, absolutely gutsy and unlikely win. We don't even have Miro yet. Yeah, let's hope that Miro can come back. And interesting to see when Miro comes back. I really hope they put him on power play two, and let Harley still cook on power play one. All right. Noah Brown says Frosty tastes so good tonight. Stick taps to Otter in the penalty kill. Good to see the Stars spoil the Avs party for their captain returning. So happy Seggy got that one. What a game. Also doing this without Miro too. And Noah Brown is rocking a Fresca sparkled soda water. Man, I used to love Frescas. That is a delicious beverage you are rocking. All right. So Husky says, I don't know if you'll be reading this second tweet, but I want to be real. Stars are very lucky to be up 2-1 in this series. They played good enough to win, but guys like Miko, Wyatt, and Duchesne have been non-factors, and Mush can't stay out of the box. Dallas is playing with fire. Lucky to be up 2-1 in the series. You've only led for 62 seconds. Yeah, you are darn lucky to be up 2-1. Absolutely. So I agree with you. But I do also say, look at the stats of tonight. Rantanen, Natchez, Makar, Drouin, all the big guns were shut down. So they're saying the same thing about their big guns. So that happens in the playoffs. And that's why these third and fourth liners and the depth of your scoring is so crucial. That's why you need Jamie Benn to step up. And by the way, what a finisher by Tyler Seguin. I mentioned it earlier, but to go roof, that was nice. All right, Nikki Chickles, what a freaking game. Let's go Stars. Yeah, absolutely. Katie Thompson, so impressive for our defense without Miro to hold Colorado to one goal at home. I guess there was a switch to flip after all, and Seguin, Ben, Otter, and Lindell found it. Go Stars. Now, Selly tonight, and for those that are listening that don't know what that means, Selly in hockey is short for celebration. So when a player scores a goal and they get down on one knee and they're pumping their fist, that's called a Selly. Or when they jump up against the glass, it's like, nice Selly. It's kind of like if you have a nice flow in the back of your head, which I don't have, that's called lettuce. So you tell a player, nice lettuce. So yes, very, very impressive by our defense. The only point I was making is let's enjoy this. If they go up 3-1, awesome. Colorado's really good, guys. This series is so evenly matched. Adam Deacon, over the pond in England. Hey, Gav, got to go to work now, so plenty of coffee required. 2:30 a.m. wake up, and then games like this are exhausting. You're telling me, man. I am currently taping this at 1:41 a.m., and I have to work tomorrow as well. Team are getting back in the groove, and I love it. That four-minute penalty kill was astonishing. Marchment needs to stay out of the box. What a team we have. Three green hearts he sends. Yeah. Stick tap, man. Have a great day at work, and we will talk soon. All right. Logan, my man Logan, who I got to meet about a week ago. You squint and you think we flash back to 2014 tonight. Great for 14 and 91 to lead the way. Absolutely. Yes. Huka Doncic, my Frosty is my coffee mug. Yeah. Coffee is going to be so delicious tomorrow. Howay He, my Frosty is a bottle of formula from my son, who, by the way, was born day of Duchesne's OT winner last year. Congratulations. That is absolutely awesome. Elite goaltending, elite penalty kill, won this game for us. Someone hug Essa Lindell, please. Yeah. I'm sure he will be praised in the room. Logan also chimes in. Shout out Essa Lindell's glove. Michael, what a play by Miko and Moose. More than the win, it feels like this team is playing for each other. Let's see. Husky, I'm so glad they won. I really didn't want to rip into Dutchie for whatever that was on that first goal. Yeah, clearly miscommunication. Thankfully, that didn't happen. And where are the doubters? How about that performance for Otter? He was lights out tonight. Safe to say this cold Dr. Pepper is for both him and Seguin. I am pumped. Hopefully you can get to bed after that Dr. Pepper. All right. Rob Vias. I am somewhat of an Ottinger critic myself, but he had himself a game tonight. Battled hard after that goal against. Yeah, he certainly did. Cooper Kellerman. At Cooper Craig 23, a Jamie Benn and Tyler Seguin goal in the playoffs. What is this, 2016? Regardless, what grit. Once Miro is back, watch the offense explode. Whew. Boy, Cooper, that would be amazing. The only thing I'm going to say, boy, this is negative Gavin. Miro was kind of struggling offensively before that, wasn't he? I mean, let's be honest. There was a lot of talk on this podcast about moving him to power play too. So I'm excited for Miro to come back defensively. That's why I'm excited, because it pushes everyone down. But sure, offensively, Miro's fine. Let's see. Chris Barnard, just a glass, long day tomorrow, and I believe that's some delicious whiskey. Bubba Knocker, this defense has answered the bell. Travis, Ben is playing like it's time to hoist a cup. Supernova overs. Marchment, man on a mission after that penalty. I hope so. That penalty. How about all the penalties in this series? Millsy is drinking Three Wide Brewing Company's top dead center party lager. Marchment redeemed himself. Boys look determined tonight. Jake, Captain, and Tyler. Okay. Rupert says, Gavin, huge block by Lindell on the PK. Jake was great. Obviously, Seguin was the hero tonight. Want to give a stick tap to Labushkin, CeCe, Bischel, Petrovic. They've all been spectacular, have exceeded all of their expectations. Yeah, this decor, Rupert, is coming together at the right time. Aaliyah, who is still working hard as an accountant. Essa Lindell is such a blessing. Bennigan goals truly made me remember why I fell in love with hockey. Yeah, that really, when you do look back, the trade for Tyler Seguin while Jamie Benn was there, the brotherhood, and them being on a line for so long together, that is an important part of Stars' recent history. Okay, J-Lux 007, Jeffrey, the oldies are goodies. Benn and Seguin, let's go. When was the last time they both scored in the same game? Ooh. Boy, that is a good question. I'm not sure. Also, great seeing Landeskog back with his family in attendance. Yeah. I mean, I'm sure Landeskog, I haven't seen the quotes. I'm sure he'd be like, all that matters is win. But it truly is an amazing story. Erlen Osborne, had to drink my Frosty to calm myself during that OT. All right. Mitch says, 2023 Ranger vibes with this team, limping into the playoffs and then go off. Crow Wi-Fi. Jim Beam on the rocks. I'll take Seguin comeback over Landeskog anytime. Ron from Tyler. Bro, that's yeah, I see the rocks, but I see a lot of Jim Beam in there as well. hopefully get to sleep in tomorrow. Jordan H., it's great to see Jamie and Tyler play heroes tonight. I've been critical of them, but they delivered. God, you guys are so good on your tweets. Bubba Knocker, Tyler Seguin in all caps. Tanner Wilson, the confidence is slowly starting to come back now if we can get an early goal for once. And by the way, we got our Dodonov big goal last game. I'm telling you guys, Granlund scores in the playoffs. Look for Granlund in the next couple of games to pocket a really nice goal. Okay. Chris at DSF. And by the way, how do you guys think I would have reacted if Blackwell scored on that shorthanded goal in overtime? I might have screamed throughout my neighborhood. No Frosty tonight, Spitz in bed. That's fine, but can we raise a Frosty for the WHL playoffs while we're at it? Available on Victory Plus, headed to the conference finals after a thrilling Hitman Hurricanes final tonight. Yeah, junior hockey at its finest. WHL, Western Hockey League. Kudos to Victory Plus for putting that on our tellies for free television. Yeah, love myself some junior hockey. It's wide open at times. So you have to be careful when you're scouting players because there's a lot of room to breathe for a lot of these players. But at the same time, it's real fun to watch WHL hockey. I love myself some Memorial Cup. For those that don't know, Memorial Cup is when all the junior leagues get together and basically you have one winner, which is awesome. All right. Flo Wee, Ben was a horse again. And yeah, that's awesome. And Greg Finley during the game, our producer, Essel Lindell saved their bacon tonight. My gosh, what a play. And Flo, we, by the way, pointed out face-off draws. And I want to end with that tonight, because if there is something that has happened in all three games, it is the draws and the fact that Colorado is beating Dallas on key face-off draws. Overall tonight, Colorado 53.3% in the face-off circle, 46.7% for the Stars. So you might be asking, why is that important, Gavin? Well, the reason it's important is because face-off wins equal puck possession. So for instance, if you're on the power play, it doesn't get knocked down to the other end of the ice. If you're shorthanded and you win the power, you win the face-off, you can, you know, likely ship it down ice and help kill the power play. So the Stars are doing all of this shorthanded, stopping Colorado on their power play despite losing a lot of key face-offs. So I wanted to point that out because that's a big thing as this series rolls on. They got to be better in the face-off circle. Now, Colorado's terrific on the draw regardless, but that's something the Stars are usually tops in the league or top three or four in the league. So, and the Stars got a power play goal tonight, so that's good as well. So that's going to do it for Spits and Suds. Thank you so much for hanging with us. We really appreciate it. We have some great programs coming up on Spits and Suds. So in just a few hours, I'm going to wake up and we're going to talk to our friend from D Magazine and Star Stack, David Castillo. So David Castillo will give his thoughts and we'll get into some analytics with David in this series. And then we're going to give a Colorado perspective. So we're going to give a Colorado perspective on this game as we're going to head out to Denver and bring you the latest how they're feeling after this game as Ryan Kaufman joins us. He covers the Colorado Avalanche. So two podcasts being released tomorrow. Hopefully we'll get Sean Shapiro on Friday, and then we'll be back on Saturday for postgame. So oodles and oodles of Spits and Suds, and why wouldn't we? Because are we not having fun in this series? So until we talk again, stick tap to our producer as always, Gregory Finley. I'm Gavin Spittle of 105.3 The Fan. Thank you so much for supporting Spits and Suds. Have a great day, everyone.